Hello, this is Joe.
Hey, I'm looking to speak with Joseph.
Yeah, this is Joe.
Joe, this is Tom, and I'm calling you with Orbit Design Agency. I received your inquiry about the website that you're looking for.
Yeah, that was 10 seconds. You're on the job, I should say.
I'm sorry, your voice is breaking up.
You're really quick. That was seconds ago.
Oh, yes, sir. Pretty quick.
Yeah, so I've got two websites I want built. I don't want to do anything with them. I don't want to maintain them. I just want it built and maintained. And
okay.
I want to know if that's what you did.
Okay, for sure. We can help you out with that. May I know what is the nature of the business and if you have a current website?
Yeah, one is called,
I'll have to get you to hang on to you.
It's both insurance for insurance agents, and it's a marketing program for companies, and I need a website built so that they can look and see exactly what I will be doing.
Okay.
One's built for insurance agents and one's built for everybody else.
Okay, for sure.
I've already bought the website. I've already bought the domain name. I just don't know how to put it all together. All those questions they ask, I don't want to fool with it. It's too much. That's out of my expertise, and why not something that somebody else did?
Okay, for sure. I would love to help you out with that. So basically, we have industry-based designers and developers who work on, the provide instructions by the client. So as far as the insurance industry is concerned, we have designed multiple websites for insurance companies. Although it's for like car insurance or it's for life insurance or business insurance or property insurance or anything, so we take care of all of that. So whatever your business is, we can go ahead and file everything up and
My website is actually for marketing toward insurance agents.
Okay, can you come to my website, please? That is orbitdesignagency.com.
What's it called again?
Orbit's Design Agency.
What is it called again?
That is ORBIT.
Okay, hang on. You're going too fast. I'm a little hard of hearing, so what did you say?
So I said ORB as in Bravo, IT as in Tango, designagency.com.
Okay, I am there.
All right. Do you see any chat window on the bottom right corner?
Does help?
Do you see any chat window on the bottom right?
Yes, bottom left. Bottom left.
Oh, it should be on bottom right, I guess. I think you were...
sort of moving, bouncing up and down,
but I can't do anything with it. I tried to... press on it. So bottom right, you said. The only thing on the bottom right is the word, let's see.
Let's go all the way down.
Okay.
The only thing is on the bottom word help.
Could you please tell me what website you're visiting? Because I don't see you right now.
OrbitDesignAgency.com.
Yes. That's correct, but unfortunately, I don't see you on my website.
Well, I am. There is a picture of a man holding the cartoon, which is transforming brands through strategy and innovation. And got a place for me to put my name, email address, and phone number and submit that. But all I can tell you.
All right, no worries. I'm sending you the link for the website on your phone as well. So let me just confirm that if you have the right address. All right, I'm texting you. Just give me a sec. Okay. Did you get any high?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So the second message will be the link. So if you can visit.
All right.
Click on this link, then you will be redirected.
Okay, I clicked on the link and it's redirecting me.
Perfect.
And want me to put my name in, submit, and so forth,
and no,
so on.
No, 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 no. Just close that pop-up window.
Okay.
Okay, now there is a chat window on the bottom right or on your phone screen. Do you see it?
Hang on. Yep.
Awesome. All right, great. So what I'm going to do is I am going to share a couple website with you. But before that, can you type in your website here, please?
Yeah, hang on for just a second.
Yeah. No worries.
Let me get it out again because I don't rightly remember what it is. I've been trying to pick up, you know, a bunch of them and trying to figure which one would be right, would be good. Let me get in here and tell you what it is.
Sure. Perfect. That would be great.
All right. The one I'm going to be working with first is agentsmarketingservice.com.
Agentsmarketingservice.com. Service.com. Okay. So this is the domain that you have purchased, I believe?
It's the domain I purchased tonight.
Perfect.
It's not even up yet. It's just I just purchased it tonight.
Perfect. So you want your website to be created on this domain?
Yeah, I want it to be created and maintained.
All right, perfect. All right, so let me send you the website that we designed in the past. So I just want you to have a look at it. Okay, unfortunately, you left my website. Can you please come back again?
I did?
Yeah. Yeah, you were coming online. Yeah, you were online from your phone, so that's why you were not on the page, so that's why it locked you off.
Can you see me?
No, not right now.
Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta find it. Okay.
Now I see you. Okay, so this is the website that I've sent you. Click on it.
All right.
So basically, this is the website that we have designed for our clients, and that's a custom website. So what they do is they tell three different types of insurances, and there are different inner pages as well that we have designed on it. So this is a complete, I would say, a custom design. So exactly like this, or even, of course, better than this that you can get for your company. So
okay, how much is all this going to cost me?
Well, that totally based on, first of all, the functionalities and options that you want to add onto your website. For example, a customized lead creation form or any blog listing that you need to do. If you need to create a different login area for all of your clients who visit your website, And if you need to upload a different, get a quote option, for example, if they visit the website, they can select the insurance that you offer. They can enter the zip code. They can provide the name, number, and email address, then sign up. Once they do, you receive an email automatically that ABC client has signed up with you and looking to get a quote from you. Then you can simply go ahead and get in touch with that client. So these are different sort of functionalities that can be added to the website. And second thing, of course, is going to be your budget. You'll definitely be working on a budget on this project for sure, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Starting company.
Okay, perfect. So we do offer like 30-40% discounts for new startups. So I think like whatever package you select with us, we are going to give you a 30% off flat on it just because you're starting a new business, of course. But before that, can I ask you what sort of budget that you have in mind?
I haven't really thought about it. I'm looking at the, I don't know if it's yours, but the Orbit Startup website is $199.
Yeah, $199 is something which is just a one-page website. We can definitely go ahead and create that for you. And that would be just a landing page. But if it's an insurance company, then I think, Joseph, you don't need that one-page website. You
it says on here three pages,
three banner design. One query slide banner, free Google Start site map, and five stock photos. That's what it includes.
Five stock photos. No, in the startup website, what you get is, first of all, five stock photos, then one-page website, then three banner designs, one jQuery slider banner, free Google-friendly site map, Facebook page design, Twitter page design, YouTube page design, and, of course, 100% money-back guarantee and satisfaction. So that's all you get in $199. That's just a one-time cost that you need to pay. No recurring, no monthly, no yearly charges. But that is a one-page website. But then if you look at
the next one.
Yeah, I was coming to that point. So if you look at the professional website, everything is the same, only you get a five-page website instead of a one-page website.
Mm-hmm.
Rest everything is totally the same. And the price is going to be $400. And that, of course, that is also a one-time cost. But again, if I ask you about the budget, like how much like you can exceed to the limit, what's the limit? So I can give you something customized. I can customize a package for you and give you something which has benefits in it.
I am trying to keep it as to the minimal as possible. I don't want to have a bunch of pages. I want for the agents to go to the pages to find what they need because I don't have a lot of information to share with them except the basics. And that and they'll understand what I'm doing, what I'm trying to do. So
okay.
I probably wouldn't go one for $399.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. But if you go ahead and do one thing, if you go ahead and exceed to like $500, because I know it's for $399, but if you pay additional $100, your website will be mobile responsive as well. You can see down below that mobile responsive will be $99 extra for it. So professional website will be coming up for $399 plus $99 for the mobile responsiveness. All you have to do is just like $498, and you got it. And that
so let's just say because I'm tired, I want to get off the phone. So let's say that I decide, okay, I want to spend $700 or $800 for a design, and you design it. How much is it per month to maintain it?
Okay, well, in the professional website, 60 days of free maintenance is included. So you don't have to pay anything till the next 60 days. But after that, we can offer you a CMS admin dashboard. So with the help of that admin dashboard, you will be able to make changes to the websites, make updates to the websites easily yourself. And if you don't know how to do it, so during those 60 days, we will be giving you free training that how to edit the website or update the website or make any changes.
Free training.
I'm sorry?
How much is it after the free training? What is your hourly charge?
Well, hourly charge could be around, you can say, $49 to $50, and that depends on your revisions. So whatever revision you need, for example, if you're looking to add one more page to the website and you give us the content, hey, design me another page of it, and this is the content, and this is the picture that we need to upload. So I guess like another 1 or 2 hours could be taken from the development team, and they're going to charge you per hour for that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I've got the particular information I'm looking for. I'm not making any decisions. You're the first person I clicked on. I've got others to click on. So if I am interested, I will definitely call you back.
So what if I give you an offer right now and that makes you interested so we can get your project started right away?
No, I'm going to continue to look. I never say yes on the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So you can call me back in about 6 weeks if you would like.
Two weeks. Okay.
You may probably see where I'm at, if I've done anything at all. I hope to have something going or at least some ideas. So
yeah, for sure.
With that,
Joe.
Yeah. So with that, I do apologize, but it's late. I want to just get off of this and get some other things done. So I'm going to say goodnight to you at this time.
No problem. You don't need to apologize on that. You can take all of your time.
Okay, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and have a great night.
You too, sir. Have a good night. Sleep tight.
Goodbye.